Well, there you go. Yep. You're not going to ask us what the brown pants are. Yeah.
Don't need to do that.
I just got that shirt.
Really?
Yep.
I paid $60 for it because they didn't have enough points on it's, you know, at the website.
Jeez, but, man.
Hey, I think it was worth it. It's
God
a good
bless
deal.
You. I love it. Oh, thank you for that.
We talk a little about your language in the film. Mal talks a little bit, you know, darling. And, you
it's
know,
particular, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, we call it Joss speak.
Is that okay? So it comes directly from Joss? Because I know that he says that you guys shaped the characters. He came up with them and you guys chiseled away.
But the dialogue is certainly
his. Absolutely. He's a stickler for his words.
And it takes a minute to wrap your head around it. Even, but, I mean, it has a poetry to it. It has a real lilting, very pretty quality to it. It's pretty.
Yeah. How many sides to Malcolm is there? Because he's,
four.
As I was going to say, he's an SOB. Mm-hmm. You know?
Pentagon.
Yeah, exactly.
He,
not only, like you said, he's the boss, you know, he's the SOB, but he's also, he's got, somewhere down in there, there's a heart for him and so forth.
Somewhere, and yeah. He's got, yeah, he doesn't find that part very easily accessible. Certainly he's got an easy time expressing anger. He's a very angry man. And, you know, life just seems to keep kicking Malcolm Reynolds in the nuts, and that's one of the things I really like about him, is this is a man who won't lay down. But just can't seem to get a break. Mm-hmm.
So with so many different sides to his character, what's he like in real life?
Nathan?
Yeah, Nathan.
Well, that part that likes to kick people in the butt.
Why are you flinching?
No, Nathan is the least, I think, like his character. Because you're a very warm, loving person.
Now say it again, but sell it.
So I can see that the on-screen bickering does not happen off-screen.
Not at all. We're very serious people.
Can we talk a little bit about the love that the cast has for each other? I'm assuming. I mean, you know.
You know what? I akin it to very much like the plight of the Browncoats in the film, in the series. These are we were in the trenches together, fighting a losing battle, and we had only each other, who understood our. I guess we had the fans too, but they're a little further away.
Well, yeah, we didn't know they were there at first.
Right. We didn't have an inkling of their power.
Yeah.
Now, where were you? Do you remember the moment where you were when you got the phone call that we're back on and we're live again?
Yeah.
I was in a bar.
I was in a trailer working on a pilot.
Can we go back to the bar? You're just hanging out in a bar?
I was hanging out in a bar with some friends, having a drink. I think I was having a tea.
Excuse me. I got to make a movie.
Well, I got that call, and I was like, my face went white. I was literally like, and they were like, what happened?
Who died?
I'm like, remember Firefly? Well, it's back! And they were just like, oh my God.
Did you celebrate?
Yeah. I was drinking tea. I ended up ordering a bunch of shots.
Nice.
You guys have been touring the world, spreading the word. I mean, we really have to put, we, as including me, have to push this and go that extra distance. But you guys are meeting just an army of fans. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about some of the experiences of...
Nothing like going to Edinburgh, mm-hmm. a place where I've never been. Mm-hmm. It's a whole other country.
Right. Whole other world. You don't know what to expect.
And you come and there's a theater full of 800 people who are right there hanging on your every word and laughing at all my crappy jokes.
Except they've got a Scottish accent.
Which I like.
I love this film. I love this world. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so
very
much.
Thank you very much.
I'm just put off by how beautiful you are.
You and me both.